Here I go. Here we go. I'll give you a tool, because that's a lot of us have that. So it's a meditation tool. It's more of a body tool, because it's kind of like I can't get past it, either emotionally or with my thinking. And, you know, in spiritual bypass, they usually say it's pretty deep, which is kind of your theory, it's pretty deep. But in practice, it doesn't really matter where it comes from. Don't put any energy into it in this practice. Just, it's present. Open-mindedness, it's present. Good theories, but it's just present. So we'll do a physical heart opening to feel more love. And then that will take practice, but we'll just do it right now. So we'll just close your eyes, get comfortable. Well, open your eyes and still be comfortable, but I'm making an assumption. I should not make the assumption. So in the center of your chest is your heart, right? So you just want to imagine that your heart is right here. So that's a chakra, but you don't need it. If you don't know anything about that, don't worry about it. Just see if this thing affects something. So don't worry about the words, but just, so there's a couple of things in this you can do. You can use your, again, non-dominant hand, your softer hand, to touch your heart. So if you're right-handed, touch it with your left. If you're left-handed, touch it with right. You see that now, you feel that? Now drop it down and touch it with your dominant hand. Can you feel the difference? It's even more like we softened it with your non-dominant. If I had you do your dominant first and then did your non-dominant, you'd feel it drop in. You'd feel it softer. It's just like this is strong. It's more, it doesn't matter why. Just notice that. So you notice like this non-dominant thing in your body can work. Hence, in major spiritual traditions, mudras. The whole thing is softening through different ways to open your physical body when the thinking and emotional body is too concrete, too strong. So all we're going to do is basically we're going to follow our breath, and then we're kind of in your root, which is your sacrum, like your root right here at the bottom of your spine. We're going to just breathe the energy up. And then, so when you breathe in, you're going to breathe that up. And when you breathe out, you're going to breathe it out this chest. And then we're going to change, and we're going to start breathing in and out straight from the chest. Just imagine it. And then we'll go from there. And then I'll do a thing that may feel familiar to other instances you had in your life. It may, or you might not feel anything. It doesn't matter. You just practice. And do it for 30 days and see if there's a difference. What's good is it feels good, so it's easy to do versus other things. So here we go. So when you're breathing in, just imagine just breathing up from the base of your spine and breathing out of your heart. Just let it come out. And this next time, just breathe in. And when you breathe out, just let go of your physical, like shoulders, your shoulder blades go back, and you just let all your weight drop in. Feel like you're heavier and you're softer. And just, you know, follow your own breath. I know you're breathing different than I'm guiding you, but just, you know, breathing in. And when you breathe out, just tell yourself softer. Breathing in, breathing out. And anything that's just wants to drop off, thoughts or energy or whatever it is, just let it fall on the ground around you. Just like you just let it go on the out-breath. So you're breathing in And when you breathe out, let everything just drop. Feel it get dropping the rock. And you literally will say that to yourself when you start breathing out. And you can keep doing this every time you meditate. When you breathe out, just drop the rock. Or rocks. And just feel your, sometimes you'll feel your mind get lighter. Or your body get lighter. Like, and you feel the space around you. So just drop the rock. Now when you breathe in, just breathe in straight into your chest and breathe out. Fresh air straight into it. Just imagine that it's fresh and it's opening that chest. And then breathing out and dropping the rock. And when you breathe in, feel it crackling into that concrete, like, you know, the constriction around your heart. Just breathe wider. Let your lungs get real big and feel it open. Big breath. Not a belly breath, but a chest breath. It's like your chest is way big. And then just breathe out and let it, just the energy flow out. Just do that like 5 times straight. I'm going to be quiet. And then as you're breathing in and out, just imagine behind that heart, just behind it, just like illuminate it, like just make it have an enormous space around the heart, like inside your body, like it's just moving everything away, and then breathe that way. Just imagine it. There's no way to do it wrong. And breathing out. And then this time, don't drop the rock. And when you breathe in, just feel that light up like you would feel like a loving heart, like just that area behind the heart. And just act vulnerable when you breathe out. And when you breathe your breath out, just lean into it, like collapse. You'll just soften. Behind the heart, the area, lighting up, and then when you breathe out, just softening and getting vulnerable in it, behind the heart. Let your tension in your face drop, your shoulders, and then do it again, and just try to surrender or drop as much as you can behind the heart. And then now just visualize in the heart good orderly direction, whatever that means to you. And then just ask that good orderly direction, let me experience love, the feeling of love. And then breathe in. And when you collapse, just try to feel. It's kind of soft, you know, just subtle. And what helps some people is when they're doing this, so just keep doing it while I talk. Just think like a something that opens your heart. Anything in nature, it'll come right to you, like something that you love, a child. And bring that in the next breath, like that feeling, not the thing you're thinking of, the feeling of that, and let it fill up the heart and the whole space around the heart. So it's almost like your whole chest should be full and lit up, and then breathing out and dropping the rocks. And soften. And then right here, I practice this when I pause. And if I had something, I just ask. Show me who you want me to be. Or I'll plead. Please help me feel love in my heart. And then I'll breathe. Just a prayer. What they would describe a prayer. Please help me. It's a please help me prayer. They're useful. It's like our serenity prayer is a please help me. Please grant me the serenity. Please help me feel love. And then just think of the most loving thing you can think of. It usually just pops up. And then just for the purposes of now, just kind of hear my voice more. And when you breathe out next, just let everything go. But don't breathe in your heart the next time and just kind of breathe normal and come back more toward the room. And stay very quiet. Like, don't come out of your body rushed. Come out of your body soft, vulnerable, quiet. Now just notice something in the room. Just listen to the silence in this room. You can, it's palpable. It's different than when we started this. That right there, great reality. Listening to that silence, the great reality. And then even as you open your eyes, you bring all this with you. Love and tolerance is our code. So in this, it's just the front half of that I'm practicing. Love is my code. And I open my eyes and just notice how you feel. Love, and you just say it inside yourself, love is my code. Don't come out of it fast. Stay in it. And then as we walk to the next thing, you just stay in that energy. And when you lose it, what do we teach ourselves? Pause, go back in. And that's just one of hundreds of techniques we all have, you know.